Welcome to the Simplicity of Wellness podcast. I'm your host, board-certified holistic nutritionist and professional life coach, Amy White. The purpose of this podcast is to share information that you can use to become leaner, stronger, and healthier by losing weight, shedding inches, maintaining muscle, and managing your mind, all while living your normal, busy life in this modern, sugar-filled world. Today, I want to tell you about a personal experience that I had that I think happens to a lot of us. And one of the things when it comes to getting leaner, stronger, and healthier is managing our mind. Today's story is about managing your mind and how important it is to actually have the awareness to recognize that you need to manage your mind. I think that's the hardest thing, is actually realizing when your mind is running away from you, when it's taking over and you're no longer in control. We had company recently, which I love. I enjoy, you know, family. I enjoy seeing everyone. I enjoy when we have company. But when we have company, I'm not on my normal schedule. My normal life kind of gets put aside. You know, when you have visitors, there are different things that you do. You don't, you know, you're not eating the same foods necessarily. You're not on your regular schedule. So for me, you know, my husband was in charge of the grocery shopping and the cooking and the menu planning. And that's been going on for a little bit of, you know, he's retired. He retired a few months ago. And so that's been going on since then. And that in and of itself was a big deal for me. That was hard for me to let go, because I've always been the food gatekeeper in our house. Now, my husband and I eat exactly the same way. So for him to take that over, at first it was weird, but I've settled in. It's actually fantastic. However, again, when you have company, when you have a guest staying in your home, it's just not necessarily the norm. The things that you're doing aren't exactly the way that you normally do them. You know, the pattern of the food might have been different. We were trying to eat the same things that we normally eat, but our schedule was a little bit off, right? It wasn't like I could just go grab lunch whenever I wanted it. It was like, okay, who's hungry? What should we have? You know, it's more you had to sort of work on a group schedule, let's call it. Going to bed was funny. We go to bed really early. We get up really early, but when we have guests, I mean, we really go to bed early, so it's a little crazy. So when we have guests, you know, we stay up later. We're off our normal schedule because we're talking and chatting and we don't want to necessarily force our guests to go to bed so early. So then that's something that we had changed as well. I'm definitely not following my normal movement or exercise pattern. So yeah, I'm still trying to get the exercise in. I'm doing what I can, but maybe it's not exactly what I would normally do or the time frame I might do it in. And there's not a lot of just veg or chill out time, right? There's not time to just stare at a wall and like calm down and, you know, let your brain sort of just settle. You're, you know, visiting, you're entertaining, you're chatting. Anyway, we had a guest for about 5 days, and during that time, you know, even though everything wasn't sort of normal in my normal schedule, I was still eating the foods that I normally eat. I was still getting my exercise in. I was still getting decent sleep, not great sleep, but, you know, I was still trying to manage my sleep. At the end of 5 days, I went to bed. And I was laying in bed and my brain all of a sudden started spewing all of this stuff about, you don't know what you're doing. You just need to stop, you know, all of this nonsense, you know, stop tracking. Why do you even track your food? I mean, it's a waste of time. It doesn't matter. It makes no difference. It was basically my brain was telling me all of these things that, you know, everything that I'm doing, what I think, how I'm managing my body was pointless, useless, doesn't matter. Why am I doing it? I don't know what I'm doing. Yet I heard it. I heard my brain and I thought to myself, what is going on? It was so crazy. I have 15 years of proof that what I am doing works and that I do know how to work with my body. And yet here's my brain telling me, nope. No, you don't, right? And I know I do. I have experience, personal experience, client experience, 15 years of it. And yet here's my brain trying to tell me that I don't know what I'm doing. I should just give it all up. Stop. Just don't worry about any of it. Just eat whatever I want and lay in bed. Don't exercise. It was so crazy. But I had that awareness that I knew my brain was tossing me this crazy story that wasn't true. I didn't fall for it. I didn't just go, yeah, I'm just forget it. I'm not, what am I doing? I didn't. I got curious. I thought, what is happening here? Why is my brain spewing all this nonsense? And I just sort of sat with that for a little while. And then I realized, oh, I feel out of control. And my brain is trying to protect me. It's trying to create peace and calmness. And it's looking at what I'm doing as sort of stressful and creating anxiety. Like I'm tracking my food. I'm doing things that are making me stressed. My brain is thinking, you don't have control. All of these things are making you feel more stressed. It came down to this sense of control. The thing that was interesting was my brain was right. I was feeling anxious. I was feeling stressed. I was not on my normal schedule. My anxiety was up, and that was making me feel like I didn't have control. But in reality, I was totally in control. It was very interesting. So my brain was trying to convince me that I had no control and that I needed to just let everything go. And that was how I was going to calm down and feel better. I was going to self-soothe by just not worrying about it and eating whatever I wanted and just watching Netflix and calming down, which in reality would have caused me more stress because that doesn't work for my body. I know that. But my brain was thinking I was feeling out of control because my anxiety was up, when in reality, I was very much in control. I was still managing the things that I could manage and that I knew worked for my body. Even though I wasn't getting enough sleep, I was still able to figure out what I was going to eat in a day and track my food and notice if I had cravings that came up and were out of hand, because that lack of sleep will cause my appetite to increase and it will cause me to crave sugary foods. As long as I'm aware of the fact that I'm, oh yeah, I haven't been getting great sleep, that's fine, because then I can just look at myself and know, oh, I'm craving sugar. Of course I'm a little bit extra hungry. My body's looking for that extra energy because I didn't get the sleep that I needed. My metabolic hormones are a little out of balance. Again, I was aware of that and I was able to manage it. The moral of this story is, just because you may feel out of control doesn't mean you are. Look at what you can control and manage those things. Now, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden everything in your whole life is under control, and you know, very rarely is everything in our whole life under control. What is available for you to control? There are always going to be certain things that you can control. This takes us back to my podcast episode about the levers. What are the things that you can manage? Feeling out of control is actually kind of normal. We're all busy. Life is crazy. Things happen. That's normal. The difference between not getting the result you want and actually achieving what it is you want is when you realize, I will control the things that I can control and I will keep moving forward. So it's the little tiny movements, it's the small needle moves that build to create the final result. When you are feeling out of control, step back and think about, what is it that I can control? We had company in our house. I was not in control of what was going on minute to minute. However, I did know, okay, there are certain foods that I can eat that make me feel good, that keep my body comfortable. I'm going to focus on that. I'm going to eat the foods that work for my body. Maybe I'm going to eat a little bit more than I normally eat. Maybe I'm going to eat off schedule at different times of the day. That's fine, but I'm still going to eat the things that I know make my body feel the best. So that was one thing that I could continue to manage. Sleep is one of my favorite things to manage, but sometimes it's just not possible. Sometimes it's okay. That's the thing that's going to give. It's fine. Knowing that not getting enough sleep for me causes me to have a different appetite, have different cravings, that's important. I know that about myself. So again, when the cravings came up, I didn't panic. It wasn't like, what's going on? Everything's gone wrong. Nothing's gone wrong. It's exactly what I expected. And it didn't mean that I had to give in to the cravings. I just had to go, oh, I know why that's happening. And in my case, one of the things that really helps if I am having sugar cravings and I know that they're just, you know, wacky, which they always are, is electrolytes. So I'm going to have some, you know, yummy, salty, limey water. That's the electrolyte flavor that I love. So that's something that I'm going to do. And that always makes a huge difference for me. So I'm able to manage, again, something that I can control. I was recently talking to a doctor-referred patient, and this person was very frustrated. They were actually very depressed, very down. And we got to talking, and I asked, you know, what was going on? And they said, well, I know what to do. I've done it. I've been at my ideal weight. It was a man. He said, I 180 pounds is really great for me. I feel really good. Everything's kind of in place. Everything's working. He goes, but now I'm back to 200 pounds. And I'm just, you know, ugh. And he said, I'm just so frustrated. And I said, and why? And he goes, well, I know what to do. And I know for me, I need to be gluten-free. I need to be dairy-free. Those two simple things make a huge difference. And I said, okay. And he goes, like, for instance, I went out to breakfast with my wife this morning and I got this thing. I forget what it was, but it had some bread component to it. And he said, they had a gluten-free option. And I said, no. I said, no, I'm just going to get the regular one. And I was like, oh, interesting. And why? And he said, because. He said, I'm an all or nothing kind of guy. So I know to get back to my, you know, ideal healthy weight where I feel really good, it's just I have to stop doing all of these things, everything. I just stop all of it. And then I can achieve that goal. Do you see what happened to this guy? It wasn't sustainable. That all or nothing concept for him was keeping him in this cycle that was totally unsustainable. He realized that there were things, you know, he said, it's easier for me just not to do something than to do something a little bit. So it's easier for me to be all in versus partly in. His all or nothing mindset was keeping him stuck at nothing. To him, it was control everything or I can't control anything. And that was keeping him in a place that wasn't working for him. That mindset wasn't serving him. That simple thought, I either do it all or I do nothing, was actually making things worse for him. I ask you to always consider, what can you control? What small things can you do? So in his case, he didn't think he was in a place where he could just do a total lifestyle overhaul. He felt like he couldn't do anything. And that morning at breakfast, he was presented with a very simple choice. Gluten-free, not gluten-free. He has evidence that his body prefers gluten-free. But he chose not to even take that tiny little step because he couldn't change everything. I want you to know that the little tiny changes, the little tiny choices that allow you to support your body in the way that it needs to be supported to create that body balance happen over time. You don't just create body balance overnight. It actually is making little choices along the way. Even if that day, all he did at breakfast was choose that gluten-free option, and that was the only thing he did that day, that's amazing. That is great. That's actually allowing his body to feel just a tiny bit better. And he may not notice at that moment that he feels better. He may not notice the next day that it made a difference to him, but it did. It helped. This is where the idea of trusting the process comes in. When you have a plan in place that you know works, you have to trust the process. Changes build over time. So you will not notice anything after a single bite of food or a simple meal, typically. It takes time for your body to come back into balance. You have to trust the process. So in my case, again, I have 15 years of trusting the process. I have evidence that I've built up for 15 years. So I was able to listen to my brain, recognize what was happening, check in with myself, and go, no, I do trust the process. It's fine. Everything is going according to plan. Yes, I'm a little off my normal schedule. Yes, I'm feeling a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of higher stress, but that's fine. Nothing has gone wrong. I will continue to do the things that I know support my body and allow me to feel and look the way that I want to feel. I'm trusting the process. If you don't have a process, if you aren't trusting what's happening, then you need to find a process. You need to find somebody who can help you. You need to find a guide. You need proof that this is something that works, and then how it would work for your body. That's what I do. I can help you. You can go to the show notes. You can click on the link to set up a free consult, and we can talk about what that looks like for you. Finding the plan and trusting the process in and of itself helps calm the anxiety. It helps you feel in control. The takeaway for today is watch your brain, recognize when it's throwing up these weird stories that you know aren't true. You can question your brain. You can say, hey brain, that's so crazy. That isn't even true. I don't believe that. Watch for those stories because it's going to happen all day. So recognize it, become aware of it, let them go. Just be like, yep, nope, I don't believe that. There's, you know, other thoughts available to me. There are always other thoughts available. Think about how you want to feel. Think about what you're thinking. Figure out how you have to think in order to feel the way you want to feel. Okay, I will see you in the next episode. Have you ever said to yourself, I wish someone would just tell me what to eat? If so, today is your day. Go to the show notes and click the link, Your Healthy Kitchen, What to Eat, to download the starter food list that I share with all of my Hangry to Healthy weight loss clients. These are the foods that will calm your gut, eliminate the bloat, boost your energy, and shift you into a fat burner. This list is your first step toward body balance and weight loss for the last time.